All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is November the 27th, 2023. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's super duper wherever you are at. It is the first Monday since the holidays. Back to work, back to the grind. I am actually off today, but had a client because it's just that time of year, right? Got to get the work in, make that money. And so grateful for that. But yeah, what a great week. I'm not sure when I did this podcast last, but we have been busy from Connecticut, back and forth, getting back to here, working, having Thanksgiving, having a couple days off. Nice to kind of rest, but it is good to be back. I was telling my client that I did this morning. She's like, oh, I'm sorry you had to come in on your day off. And I was like, it's fine. Honestly, a perfect day for me, a perfect day would be like working for a few hours and then having the rest of the day off. You get a little bit of work, right? And then you get a little bit of day off. And that's sort of what today will be, one of those kind of days. I don't mind. You know, luckily, I've said this before, I love what I do. I mean, it couldn't get any better than that. Doing something that you love to do and getting paid for it. And my buddy Matt used to say, find something that you love because you're going to do a lot of it. And if you love it enough, it won't be work. It'll be just something that you get to do. Up, but I hope this sounds all right. It doesn't look like it does, but we're just going to go with it. It is what it is. But yeah, so, you know, last night, interesting. A friend of mine, three friends of mine, really, all celebrated their anniversaries last night, and I thought it was really cool. A buddy of mine who's been struggling over the years, him and I met when I first moved to Delaware. Him and I met, I remember snorting cocaine and doing shots of liquor. Hanging out with this guy, and we were snorting lines of coke off the back of the toilet seat at one of these local restaurants in town, and that was almost 30 years ago. And you know, I came into the program obviously a while back, and he's come in and out, and finally came in and celebrated his first year last night, which was just awesome, right? It was just awesome, and he's well loved, and I know a lot of people are excited that he is finally, you know, choosing this path. And so he celebrated a year, and then another guy celebrated, I think, 7 years, and then another guy celebrated 26 years. And it was interesting, you know, because each person shared, and it was interesting to hear each person's perspective on where they have been and where they're at and how they feel, right, and how they're feeling about the whole process. And my buddy who celebrated a year was, of course, he was full of emotion, right? Still full of shame. You know, there are those folks, I've said this before, there are those folks that come into the program, they're like, yeah, just I'm tired of drinking, I'm just going to go get sober. Good for you. I personally don't think there's many of us like that. I think whether we publicly want to say it or privately, we know it. But the fact is, it takes that ego, devastation, complete humiliation to kick the devil off the stool for at least a minute, for us to step back and say, oh, okay, and if possible, take advantage and try to find sobriety. And that's what happened to my buddy. You know, he had an incident, right? And I don't need to be specific about it, but there was an incident. We've all had them. I've had many. And it was humiliating and embarrassing. And, you know, one of those moments you just think your life's over, right? My life is over. I've had a few of them. And luckily, it wasn't. And luckily for him, it wasn't. But I just remember. I remember when he came in, he was just mortified. And sometimes it's hard to see ourselves at our lowest point. And it's always an opportunity to get sober. And he jumped on board. And, he, you know, he did. I think he went to a meeting every day, right? He was just going to get better. And he said last night, you know, this is my first, you know, I'm celebrating my first year. The first year was for the courts, right? And I've talked about that. You know, we do everything we can, document all of our great behavior so that that day when we have to appear in front of the courts, that hopefully they will show leniency. And regardless of whatever the outcome is, once it's over, you know, a lot of people tend to drop off, right? I'm not going to prison forever. I'm not getting hung, right? I'm not getting the death squad. I'm just, you know, and the, I won't say the funny thing is, but the typical thing for people to get, you know, their first DUI, when I got my first DUI, it was the same thing. I remember someone said, don't even get a lawyer. There's, you know, just file for first offenders. You know, first offenders, you basically have to do the program, which I've shared about in depth when I went. And, you know, if you don't drink and you follow the rules, more than likely you might lose your license for 6 months, but you will get it back. It's an inconvenience. It's a pain in the ass. It's expensive. The state definitely makes you feel it. But, you know, it doesn't have to be the first of many DUIs. It can be the last, right? And knock on wood, I haven't had a DUI since. But I also haven't drank. So, you know, whatever. But the point is that, you know, my buddy in this first year is just, you know, really digging in deep, pulling out all of the tough stuff that we look at in the first year, just raw, full of emotion. And, you know, it was great, right? I always appreciate when someone is like, you know, I'm into this, I'm doing it, I want to be better. And, you know, he talked about how his whole life has been full of fear. And, you know, whether it was from being a young person and growing up, you know, whatever his life is, whatever path that he's chosen, for whatever reason, it just created a lot of fear. I think everybody's path. I mean, I felt like I was a normal kid, but I look back on it and it's the same thing with me. Everything that I've gone through was started out of fear. And it says it in the book. Fear made us like this. And I never realized that, right? I never thought that first time I had that drink with my buddy Danny that I was afraid. And, you know, working these steps with the sponsor, digging into it, I realized that I was absolutely afraid that he wouldn't like me if I didn't try the alcohol. And granted, he never said, if you don't try this, I won't like you. I created all of it in my own head. And that would be how my whole life was. And my buddy last night shared the same thing. And, you know, I think we're all a lot like that. It's fear. And, you know, but it was really touching to hear his story. I'm so proud of him. I hope he just continues because, you know, the court cases are over. Everything's over. And now it's just time to get to work. And like what I told him, I said, the answers are in these steps, right? And I never thought I'd be the guy saying that, but it's true. And I shared with him, I said, this is, you know, there's no magic bullet, right? You go to meetings. If you want to go to a meeting every day, go to a meeting every day, right? Work these steps. Work with a sponsor. Go through the steps. Work through them. When you're all done, start over, right? I don't necessarily, I know I didn't just sit down with the sponsor and say, all right, yeah, we did the steps. Let's do them all over again. But I continue to go to step meetings, right? I continue to read these steps. I continue to have, I hopefully I'm still growing in these steps. I've said this before. They're like a living being, right? They continue to grow. And just when you think, or just when I think I've sort of got them figured out, something else kind of appears. And then a whole nother thing pops up. And then I'm working on another direction. So, you know, unfortunately, if we are, you know, unfortunately for me as an alcoholic, there is no period where I just get to not deal with it. It's a problem I have, and I have to handle it every day for the rest of my life. Forever. Sorry. It's a drag, but it is what it is. You know, I've gone to, and like I shared last night, you know, I went through the steps, and then I went through the steps, and then I go to a step meeting, and I work on them, and I work on them, and I talk about them, and then it just keeps, and it's almost like the less I want to know, the more I start to learn, right? The more I seek, the less I find. And it's just, you know, but it was great to see him. I love that guy. He's awesome. And I hope the best for him. You know, there was, you know, yeah, I'm rooting for him. And then the guy in the middle, the celebrating 7 years, he's just like happy as could be, right? You know, and I remember 7 years. I drank after five. Right. It was all fun and games until I reached 5 years. And then, you know, the real fact is that I never really had worked the steps that well. I hadn't continued to work the steps. And so I wasn't allowing the steps to help me with my problems. And that one day that voice showed back up and I listened. Right. I listened. And I had a drink after that. I had many drinks after that. But I kept coming. Right. I kept coming to meetings and I struggled. And then finally that window opened up again when my wife left and I had that humbling moment again. But, you know, I at 7 years and I think this guy had actually had a bunch of time and had gone back out. And so he was on his second seven, right? But he's just like, yeah, man, I love it, man. I got the greatest life and you know, I go to meetings and he's very involved. I see him all the time at meetings and that's just his life. And he's an older guy. I don't know if he has any kids, but he's just into the program and into the people that are in the program. He's just having a hell of a time. And I love that. And then the guy with 26 years, you know, he wasn't that happy. He was not that happy. And I felt bad for him because I've also been there. I've never reached 26 years, but I've definitely gone to a point, I would say maybe 11 years into being sober. I shared this before that, you know, prior to the pandemic, you know, I was getting pretty cynical. I was getting pretty negative. I'd sort of gotten off the path. I'd sort of lost my way. And that's sort of what this guy was saying. You know, I'm not that happy. I'm very cynical. And I'm not going to say, because this is also, and I see this happen a lot. You see a lot of people that will come to meetings like every day, right? Every day they're at a meeting, but they aren't big into the steps. They're not big into, you know, they'll work with others. But, you know, if you're not really working the steps, it's hard to work with others. And I don't know any of their situations. So, but where he was at last night, it just felt like, because I remember when I was at that place in this cynical, you know, because you see people come in, you're like, oh, this guy's never going to get it, right? This guy isn't going to figure it out. Oh, this guy doesn't want it, right? It just becomes this negative tape that starts rolling in your head. And, you know, then the pandemic happened, and then I had this break from this program and going to meetings, you know, which had never had happened, you know, and not any time in my life had we ever been told we couldn't go to meetings, but that's sort of what happened. And, you know, I forgot how much I appreciated it. And so when the meeting started happening, I had this overwhelming amount of emotion coming over me when I went back to that first meeting. And I just started to, all of a sudden, a lot of stuff started to kind of be revealed to me. And the cynicism sort of went away. And I'm a little, you know, part of my challenge, or I think a challenge for someone who, because I try to go to 3 to 4 meetings a week. I think it's important because a lot of voices in my head say don't. So I try to do it. But sometimes I can get a little overwhelmed with this stuff and I can get a little cynical and I start to feel like an expert. And I'm not. I'm not an expert. You know, regardless if you have 1 year, 7 years, 26 years, we all have the same thing, which is today. Right. And, you know, that's why it's important, you know, that we keep celebrating. Right. Because, and unfortunately, the farther along we get, you know, the stories fade, the stitches heal, the embarrassment disappears, and we start to slip back into normal life. We realize, oh, you know, they're not going to post a giant poster of me on the highway just saying I got a DUI. They're, you know, everybody's not going to stop coming to my business because they found out that I drank too much. You know, when we realize that we're going to be okay, right, that self-centered side of us starts to come back. And it's tough. It is tough. And so it was interesting. I was grateful to see all these guys celebrate. And, you know, and I did share, and I said, and I was a little, you know, I don't know why people don't talk about the steps more. You know, nobody talked about, you know, my buddy who was celebrating a year talked about being full of fear and shame and guilt. And then my person with the 7 years, you know, just having a lot of fun, right? And then the guy with 26 years, you know, sort of feeling miserable and geez. Yeah, anyway, that's the phone ringing, but I need to get this podcast done. It's starting to weigh on me. But yeah, it was great. I was a little surprised that more people didn't talk about the steps. So, of course, I had to share. And, you know, my message to them and to my buddy, especially to my buddy with the first year, is that, you know, if you work these steps with a sponsor thoroughly, all that shit doesn't matter anymore. Fear gets removed, right? You don't have to worry about having a higher power. You don't have to worry about my relationship with God. We don't have to worry about anything because that only matters to people that are afraid. And if you work these steps remove fear. Clear and simple. I mean, absolutely. That doesn't mean, you know, and I've worked these steps, and that doesn't mean that there aren't days and moments that I become afraid or have fear, but the steps teach me how to manage it and how to identify it and try to get to the root of the cause of it. You know, I think people think these steps in this program is just to make you stop drinking. And it is funny, like my buddy in the first year, he talked about how alcohol, this is alcohol's, he didn't literally say this is alcohol's fault, but sort of felt like that, you know, and I had to say, this isn't alcohol's fault. This is our fault. This is self's fault, right? You could remove that alcohol and put the word self in there, and we'd all be a candidate for a meeting, right? Because we all suffer from self. That's the burden of life. That's how it all started, right? Adam, Eve, and the serpent. It's all about self, and what isn't self getting? And the steps teach us how to identify that. And so when something, you know, for instance, you know, I'm still dealing with, you know, I have a salon and usually people work here, but the two people that work here left, right? And when it happened, I was like, oh my God, how am I going to survive? How am I going to survive without that income? But I have adjusted how I spend money. I've adjusted certain things in my life and now it's sort of working out okay. Right. It's sort of working out OK. And but, you know, the steps taught me, you know, what can I do? What am I afraid of? What part am I playing in this? What can I do better? Right. I can't fix other people. Right. I can't fix the world. I can only work on myself. And the steps teach me how to do that. And, you know, how much is self involved in this? What is self not getting? What is the self afraid of? Has this happened before? What's the history of something like this happening? How many times have I had fear about money and it comes to this business? A ton. And has it always worked out? Yes. I don't know who said it. I don't know where it came from. But somebody said that like 100% of the things that I worry about never come true. Maybe it's 90%. Maybe 100%. 100% of the shit that I worry about never comes true. I worry about it for nothing. And the steps allow me to learn that and understand that. And when something like that comes up, as far as the salon, you know, I just say, listen, first of all, how much money are you spending? Do you need to spend that much money, right? How much are you working? Meaning, how many days do I have off? Because I can tell you 3 years ago, I was only working 3.5 days. When people work at the salon, you know, their income helps pay for the salon, so I wasn't working as much. I like that, right? Or self likes that. Actually, the humble side of me didn't particularly care for that because those days I didn't work, I didn't feel great. I felt like, I don't know. My best days are the days I work. You know, my days off, I put a lot into them mentally, but at the end of the day, I'm never really feeling great. I don't feel like, oh my God, I needed that day off, right? So I had to look, how much are you working? Could you work more? Turns out I can, right? Turns out I can work every day, right? I don't work on Sunday. I have. I tried not to. But like on my days off, Mondays and Wednesdays, you know, like today, today's my day off. I took a client. I'm so busy in the rest of the week that I'm having to take people on my days off, but that's fine, right? So addressing how much am I working, how much can I do better? And I started working more, right? And so there are just things that I can look at that I'm responsible for that can improve things. And after doing that, and there were some other things, you know, I had some credit card debt. Excuse me. Had some credit card debt that I had to tighten up, right? I'm the guy that sort of likes to have a certain amount of money in the bank account for the salon. Do I need all that in there? Not really. So I threw extra at the debt. You know, I think I had a couple $1,000 worth of debt from Christmas and whatever, just being loose with my money. And I paid that off. And then just buckled down and worked hard and saved my money. And now I'm in a position I'm not full of fear, right? I didn't need to pray to God about it. Dear God, I need money for my salon. Nope, didn't need to do that. I said, Dear Lord, thank you. My shoulders aren't big enough. I'm turning this over to you, right? Jesus. Yeah. So, anyway, the steps are key. You know, if you're a person out there that's struggling with alcohol or you're struggling with sobriety, you know, how much have you worked the steps, right? Do you have a sponsor? Have you really dug in? You know, half measured availed us nothing. And I've done half measures all my life. And half measures, I definitely did them when I first did the steps. And, you know, I have to also recognize, are you a victim of alcoholism? Or are you a victim of alcohol? I sort of felt a little of that last night, you know, because we're accountable. We have to be accountable for everything that we do. And until we become accountable, we're just a victim or a volunteer, right? And so, you know, am I being a victim of this? Am I being accountable? What role did I play that got me here? What role is it going to take to get me out of here? And these aren't things that God just does for us, right? It's just not the way, you know. But when you think about the third step, turn our will and our lives over to the care of God. You know, in the past, when a situation would come up, my will, my thinking was probably negative. And so in the turn, it made my life negative. Right. So I can, it all starts with that first decision. Do I want to open up and be and dig in and say, hey, these are the things I got to do? Or do I want to look, go to the left and say, you know, the economy's bad and people aren't spending money. It's their fault. And I'm not going to look at anything that I play in the situation and just put my head in the sand. Right. I have to change my thinking. And in turn, it changes my life. Right. And so it starts with that, all the way back to the third step. Am I making the right choice here? Am I, when it comes to this, am I finding the humble move? Am I eating that crow best served warm, right? And so, but the steps taught me that, right? And working with the sponsor teaches me that. And watching others in this program teach me that. And, you know, not doing that and having bad results teaches me that. So, you know, and then it's just, and then a fourth step. What's behind this, right? Like if I want to buy something or I want to do something, I have to say, what? Why? What's this car? What's these pants? What's these shoes? What's this hat? What's this computer going to do for you, right? What's this about? And a lot of the times it passes. You know, this too shall pass. And that was one of the coolest things I ever heard in this program was go on my second thought because the first one's not good, right? But, you know, I learned that in the program. Everything, all of our success in life comes from these steps. If you're a person like me who's an alcoholic, right? Or really just a self-centered asshole with deficiency in God. That is my problem. I can't drink alcohol. You know, and then the fact that, you know, once you drink, what happens? I know if I have one drink, I cannot stop. I don't know what causes that. It's an allergy. It's I don't know. It's all we can do is try to help each other all the way up to that point, right? And then if a person slips past that point and picks up a drink, there's nothing that we can do, right? Call me when you get sober, right? Call me, you know, when you call me next time before you drink. But after the drink goes in, There is nothing in this book or any book that's going to fix that. Just time, and just pray to God you don't get yourself in too much of a pickle, right? All this book does is help us get to the point right before we drink. But once you put the drink in your mouth, you're on your own. And but the steps teach us that too, right? And if you're getting to that point, make a phone call, right? The thing that I think the biggest thing for me today is just the amount of meetings I go to. Love it, hate it. I just go to a lot of meetings, and which is cool because I also get to see, you know, people like my friends celebrate, and that's awesome. All right, I'm going to see if I can read the daily reflections. I apologize. I don't know what the sound, I think, has got me a little weirded out, too. Hope it sounds all right. Hope everyone's having a great day. I hope everyone had a great holiday. I hope no one drank. you know, unfortunately, it happens. Let's see. Daily reflections. What is this? There it is. All right, here we go. The Perils of the Limelight, November 27th. In the beginning, the press could not understand our refusal of all personal publicity. They were genuinely baffled by our insistence upon anonymity. Then they got the point. Here was something rare in the world. A society which said it wished to publicize its principles and its works, but not its individual members. The press was delighted with this attitude. Ever since these friends had reported AA with an enthusiasm which the most ardent members would find hard to match. It was 12 Steps, 12 Traditions, page 182. It is essential for my personal survival that of the fellowship that I not use AA to put myself in the limelight. Anonymity is a way for me to work on my humility. Since pride is one of the most dangerous shortcomings, practicing humility is one of the best ways to overcome it. The Fellowship of AA gains worldwide recognition by its various methods of publicizing its principles and its works, not by its individual members advertising themselves. The attraction created by my changing attitudes and my altruism contributes much more to the welfare of AA than self-promotion. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. All right, I gotta go. I'll catch you guys later. Bye.